Harrow, please, bitch.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it.
Scary, Harrow, please, bitch.
Touch it.
Scary, Terry, Terry.
Motherfucking production.
Snitches don't get stitches, nigga. They get tortured and interrogated. Tied to a chair, naked, shaking. You're an embarrassment. Best to answer my questions in a way I find sufficient. Otherwise, the looming threat of castration is about to become your reality. These fat kids, they mad at me, cause I be conquering niggas all in the name of abject cruelty. Sadly, folks think I'm being superficial. Seldom grasping my sincerity until it's far too late. Fate sealed already. My company motto is fuck you, pay me. Regarding the extent of the sadism used, it depends on the totality of the circumstances, but my organization has it in spades, nigga. You'll see what I mean when we go over the severance package, carving the scary Terry insignia into you with a switchblade serrated too. So it's messy and extra painful. What can I say except sadism rules? These humiliation rituals are tried and true methods for achieving the desired result. Hence its implementation as standard operating procedure. The reason he's screaming is cause I'm devious and decided to snap in his femur like a Kit Kat bar. Like, bro, I thought you said my flow didn't hit that hard. Uno verse, motherfucker, I say as I flip that card. You can try and crawl away, but you won't get that far. Even if prosecuted, guarantee the jury will acquit that charge. Straight sipping on expensive liquor, can't help but cackle when these bitches be tripping, rolling my balls off, clutching the sword off. That's giggity, get this shit show on the road. Dizzles, can't help but stand and laugh at these baby back bitches getting lit up like a birthday cake, but in the opposite way. Technically speaking, such peak irony. The end of Nicky years later, on the same day he was beginning. Oops, I beg your pardon for the minor grammatical error. Silly me said beginning when what I meant to say was began. I see you running, so I shoot you where you stand. My accuracy is exceptional, so I suppose you could say I put his punk ass in the past tense. Like I'm driving past some niggas camping, clever and conniving. I manipulate my surroundings so effortlessly, ruthlessly pragmatic. So I stay ascending the ranks, devilishly handsome, so I stay fucking my old bitches regularly, knee deep in hookers and blow. Fast forward 2 weeks and I am currently up to my chest in whores and amphetamine. Straight sipping on expensive liquor, can't help but cackle when these bitches be tripping, rolling my balls off while clutching the sod off. Let's giggity get the shit show on the road. Dizzles, click 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 clack. Goes a zigzag, blowing your brains on the sidewalk. Now you're mindless, cackling like a mad scientist. As I step on your memory gland and kick your medulla oblongata down the block, and finally take your cerebellum, mail it to your mama, bro. I find that hilarious. Try to say you're scary, Terry is a nefarious individual, and not to let looks fool you. It would've behooved you to heed my forewarning. A tale as old as time, nigga. Cause if you'd have just taken a second and looked into my track record slash history, you'd have seen I just got bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on me. Like I'm some kind of wild ass serial killer, except I only loathe and obliterate cowardice. I fucking love breakfast. I show up to a gallery opening wearing a Margiela suit that's gaudy to begin with. But I be so indifferent to these sheep ass niggas. Oops, I mean the public, whatever, same difference. I didn't even notice the outfit was still covered in a significant amount of bacteria spray from when I was interrogating a piece of shit earlier today. Which reminds me, later on I gotta light this nigga up like the 4th of July. Unintended, and I tell you, fireworks for scaring niggas, extracting secrets, and most of all, instilling fear in those deemed adversarial. Achieve everything I want and then some. Bucket list of bitches I wanna fuck is almost finished. Just got a mermaid and a hot midget still left to fuck. But that's it, cause Scary Terry may be a promiscuous son of a bitch, yet is celibate when it comes to people fucking with my mood or the status quo. Make eye contact with my subordinate, he knows that means you gotta go on bon voyage and adios. Straight sipping on expensive liquor, it's as eating in the other sky. Straight Terry Crow, duh, 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 duh. Has beat in another sky.
Terry, pump up duction.
His house beating and then all the sky.
Duck, 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 duck